For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What up, what up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
All right, man, it's time to bring in one of our favorites, three-time Super Bowl winner, the greatest football player of all time, for my money. Better any quarterback, any lineman, anybody. It's the GOAT. It's the one and only Jerry Rice, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And that roster with Go Fuel is just expanding. Everybody's got it. I see Go Fuel in Detroit. I see it in Jacksonville. I see it in Carolina. Hey, Jerry, man, Go Fuel's everywhere. But I want to ask you this. Go ahead, Jerry. Yeah. Good morning to you, brother. Good to.
Hey, we got ghosts everywhere, man. We got ghosts all over the world.
We got them all over the world, man.
That's what we want to promote, baby. We want to promote that, man. I'm still fired up from last.
Well, I got to ask you this, because I was watching you from the press box. You were in the end zone yesterday, and Breece Hall scored a touchdown from the Jets to make it 7-3. And he throws a football. He throws a football into the wall, and he starts chirping. And I saw somebody throw some popcorn, but I saw Jerry pointing at Breece Hall like, are you talking? It looked like you were ready to go strap it up, put on a uniform, and go out there and play, and go out there and smack Breece Hall. What happened to that situation right there?
Man, you don't come into Levi's Stadium and try to talk noise at us, man. And he's going to throw the ball into the wall. I wish he had came over by me. I was waiting. I thought about jumping over that wall, man, because I wanted a piece of him. I really did. I was so fired up. It's Monday Night Football. You want to make a statement, and you think you're going to come into our house and you're going to do that? Then popcorn came flying,
right,
you know, from everywhere.
Jerry was just pointing, Shasky. He's pointing at Breece like, who are you talking to? Homie, get back here. You're a New York Jet. This is Levi's Stadium. And they really didn't do anything after that moment, Jerry. It was all Niners as they scored on 8 consecutive possessions yesterday against the Jets to start the season 1-0.
Yeah, man, and the thing is, man, oh my God, to see Jordan Madison to run that rock the way he did, I mean, it was like, man, it was like, okay, we're just going to just run it straight at you, stop us. And this guy, man, you know, with his frame and all of that, you know, he's able to dish out punishment. And, but, you know, hey, guys, I got to take you guys here because it's just been a crazy weekend, okay? Okay, with Tyreek Hill, then Dak Prescott, all of this going on, and everybody trying to, you know, get their, you know, fantasy league thing going and stuff like that. Then the hour before the game, they said McCaffrey is not going to play. Can you imagine what it's just been a crazy weekend, man.
Yeah, it really has. And Jerry, you know, I was thinking during the halftime show that they were honoring Frank Gore. And I know that you've been a big part of just being a luminary for the 49ers. Like, you've been an ambassador on and off the field. You're at all the games. And Frank Gore was like, man, you know, to play in front of Jerry Rice, you know, with Jerry Rice as part of the Niners. Like, I was watching Frank, because I was there. I was lucky enough to be there at Candlestick for your induction into the Hall of Fame when the Niners honored you onto the field.
Monday Night Football,
they spread out the 80 and everything on the field. And for
Monday
Frank
Night Football,
to reference you, as well as other people, I just feel like you and Frank, you embody everything about being a 49er and class and the dignity and the respect. And like, you really do appreciate being a part of that 49er family. What if Frank Gore, like, did that hit you when he referenced you? Because I started getting all the feels, Jerry.
No, you know what? It really didn't hit me, but, you know, it was unexpected. But that's Frank Gore, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still mad because they didn't give him that ball, you know, in that Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
You know, 2 yards, man, this guy, you know, this guy's a beast. He's an animal. And, you know, just for him to be able to go into the Hall is fantastic. It was great just being there on the field with him and just seeing his excitement behind that, his family being there, the fans giving him all of that love. It was just amazing. But what he did for football is outstanding. how he represents the game, what he does in the community. And, you know, when you speak of great running backs, you know, Frank Gore is going to be right in that mix, man.
No doubt. He's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. No doubt about that. Third all-time leading rusher in NFL history with 16,000 rushing yards, Frank Gore. Good to see him get his moment yesterday. Levi's, we're talking to Jerry Rice here on the River Islands guest line. Jerry, Brandon Ayuk, and you posted a picture during the middle of the training camp of Brandon Ayuk saying, what's up, Brandon? And I thought, oh boy, Brandon's going to sign. He's about to sign. Jerry Rice and put it out there in the ethos, right? And it didn't happen for a couple weeks, but it finally got done. So watching Brandon Ayuk and what he's dealing with here after missing all of training camp, trying to get his rhythm back or whatnot, and he dropped that dime in the back of the end zone. Yeah, and I thought of you right away, no matter if he makes $1 million or $30 million, that's what he's going to want back. I know, Jerry, you're sitting there like, you got to catch that dime there for Brandon Ayuk. What is he dealing with holding out, though, and trying to get his rhythm back? When could we expect to see the real BA this season with the 49ers?
You know, I think it's going to take a couple games, you know, for Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, I think we all in that healing process right now because, man, it was crazy during the offseason. It was like a roller coaster ride back and forth. And, you know, I think with him, he's probably putting pressure on himself to make those plays. But, you know, eventually he's going to be able to just relax and just, you know, play football. But, you know, he didn't have any preseason ball games or anything like that. So the rhythm is off just a little bit. And when the regular season, when it starts, man, it goes to a whole different level. People don't realize that, hey, you know, the level that it was at during preseason, it was much lower. Now it's much bigger. And I'm sure, but man, to see Brock Purdy drop that dime in there like that, man. I'm looking at this. I said, oh, my God, it's a beautiful ball, man. It's a beautiful ball. Now just watch it all the way in. And it was just unfortunate that he was not able to put it in. But I think his rhythm is going to come. And it was more of a, you know, I guess they wanted to run the ball, pound the ball, this ball game. And I'm thinking about that passing game is going to get together next week, you know, against the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I thought Brock is just in complete command of this offense and understands where everyone's supposed to be. You see him telling Saubert where to line up pre-snap.
Yeah,
and he's just throws such a beautiful ball. I think his intermediate vision on when a guy's going to break and understanding of how to throw into certain windows is so underrated. Jerry, why does this guy continue to get dogged by mainstream media? He's a stud. He's a winner.
Yeah, he's the winner, man, and I don't know why. I don't know why they keep dogging him, but, you know, he was 19 for 29, 231 yards. Yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown or anything like that, but, you know, he demands respect in the huddle. He's not going to hold on to the football. You know, the anticipation, you know, you can tell when Jennings and Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, when they come out of their cut, the ball is already in the air. So I don't know why, but you know, he's just gonna keep doing his thing. He's Brock Purdy. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Now he's relevant, and he's gonna prove to the world, hey, look, you know, I'm that quality quarterback, and you know, I'm gonna take this team back to the Super Bowl.
No doubt. They held the ball for 38 minutes and 40 seconds last night against the New York Jets. They dominated, got the 37 carries. We're talking to the GOAT, Mr. Jerry Rice himself.
You know what I was fired up about, though?
Go ahead, Jerry.
This one reporter just kept asking me about Aaron Rodgers, man. He said, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do tonight? What is? I said, do you know where you at? Do you know where you at?
You know what, Jerry? It feels like these reporters or people were trying to test you. We saw what happened in Lake Tahoe. People talking Chiefs. People talking Kansas City, and you had to let them know right away. It's like, you want to try me? Try me then. Like, I've talked to you, Jerry Rice, before. I asked you, I don't know if you remember this. We were at a golf tournament, and I go, Jerry, you think you can run around against me right now? And you looked at me, and you poked me in my chest and said, homie, I'll run right through you. I'll take your soul. So from that was like a decade ago. So when the guys in Tahoe and Edwin tried you, Jerry, and then you got a reporter trying you about Aaron Rodgers, I think they forgot who you were.
I'm like, are you serious right now? Look around this stadium right now. What do you see? You see faithfuls.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number
number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not, it's great seeing Aaron Rodgers back on the football field. But it's all about, I'm bleeding 49ers all the way, man. And we're going to go win this thing this year. We're going to take the whole thing.
Feels like
and,
it.
You know, and the thing is, but people are not talking about us.
Mm-mm.
They're not talking about us right now. So, we'll just take that professional approach and just win, football games and get into the playoffs and get back to the Super Bowl and kick that door in.
Did you ever have a ankle calf injury like the something that McCaffrey, how'd you deal with it?
I had an ankle my first Super Bowl that I was going into, and I was unsure, man. I was really unsure because what happens when you got a sprain or something like that, you can go into the ball game, you can feel really good, but then, after making so many cuts and running on that ankle and stuff like that, it finally going to give way, and you can end up injuring yourself more. But, I never have had a calf or anything like that. And what they're saying that, with the calf muscle, it's starting to trickle down into his Achilles.
Mm.
Now, which that's a problem right there. That's a big problem, man. And so we want to try to get him as healthy as possible. But, I think with the way Jordan Madison is running that rock right now, baby, hey, don't rush him back. Don't rush him. That, when he's ready, McCaffrey's going to let you know. But, Madison is he's excited about his opportunity, man.
Yeah, two games on turf next the next 2 weeks against the Vikings and Rams. Slow down, McCaffrey. Don't need him quite yet here. But you play with a lot of great linebackers, Jerry, because obviously those teams that you played on had great defenses. Yeah. And you play with a lot of great linebackers. Fred Warner, setting the tone. Last year, Jerry, it was Pittsburgh when he knocked out Najee Harris on the first possession and popped him. And it was like, yeah, this game's over. Pittsburgh's got no shot. And then yesterday, he's forcing the fumble with Breece Hall. What is it like to be a teammate with a great linebacker like that, knowing that on the defensive side of the football, I have a tone setter who's going to make everything okay in the run game or the pass game?
I was watching that defense yesterday. We were able to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers, from that front line. And then to watch Fred Warner just flying all over the place. He was like a madman. I think he was just so excited to get the regular season going. But it's great when you have players like that that's going to set the standard. Because I remember when we had Ronnie Lott back in the day, and we have had exceptional linebackers too. And those guys just wanted somehow to be around that football and just cause havoc and make things happen. And, I think Fred Warner is that type of guy. And I think, he's feel like he's that leader on that defense and he's going to set the standard.
Jerry, it feels like Debo came into camp motivated to prove everybody that, like, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life and I'm going to be an absolute factor and a force all year. Was there ever a point in your career? I mean, I know you had the injury and you came back just, better than ever. But was ever a point in your year where you felt you had to prove it year in, year out? Or was there one in particular season that stuck out above the rest? Because it feels like he heard all of the critics from the Super Bowl and he's out to shut them up.
Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you, I felt I had to prove it every year. That was my attitude. That was my attitude, that I was going to play my best football, not only for my teammates, but for the fans. So that became a responsibility. That was one of those things that motivated me to always be in the best shape of my life. And I felt like I owed the fans, quality football. So every year, for 20 years, every year I felt like I had to prove myself. And I had already put up outstanding numbers, did all of that, won Super Bowls and stuff like that. But it's just it's one of those things that you take a lot of pride in, and I think that was the motivating factor for me that kept me pushing myself so hard.
Are we ever going to get you coming out of the tunnel with Big Trent and Debo?
hey, man. Hey, that would be so much fun, man. I'm telling you. Hey, because we didn't do that back in the day.
No.
We didn't do it.
No.
So, hey, man, I probably would be exhausted by the time I get on the football field if I'm dancing.
No, but Jerry, seriously, I watched the way you strut onto that field when you first hit it in your suit, the big chains, and the Super Bowl rings, and you strut onto the football field like you are warming up with the team. And you're sitting there watching them run their routes before the game. You're watching the pregame routine. I'm like, look at Jerry. I bet you, like, kind of like T.O. Terry, whenever we talk to Terry Lotus, he goes, oh, yeah, I can still play. Somewhere deep down inside, Jerry, I feel like you can still go out there and get the Niners 25 snaps.
You know what, man? I'm still living that moment through the Niners. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, for me to have the opportunity to actually step on the field with those guys, you know, watch those guys run their routes, you know, being able to dap them up, you know, and just have that interaction and stuff like that. You know, I'm very thankful that they look at me as that supporting cast, and I'm just out there, you know, just to support them. And you know, it's real cool, and I'm very appreciative, you know, towards that. But, yeah, you know, you always feel like you got maybe 10 or 20 more plays than you or something like that. Because I started running, and even the guys that was doing commentary and doing all that stuff, I was running into those guys out on the football field hitting them. And they were looking at me like, Jerry, are you crazy right now?
I thought I saw you and Ricky Pearsall having an exchange. I don't know if it was personal and you want to explain it. But, I mean, the young man is obviously very lucky to be alive and not hurt more serious, and we're all thankful for that. If you mind sharing, you know, I'd love to hear what the greatest wide receiver of all time is saying to another first round draft pick who we're all just happy is safe and okay.
Well, I just first of all, I just wanted to make sure he was okay, and he told me he was ready to go. He was like, "Hey man, I could go right now." So he had that attitude, but man, I told him that, you know, it's a blessing, and you know, for him to actually go through what he went through and still be standing here. I think it just shows that this guy, you know, he just like, you know, I don't even know how to explain it because of what happened to him. And for him to still, you know, be standing and because it could have went south, you know, and it's just fortunate that, you know, I'm very well. We all are fortunate that he's still able to be on that football field, and I'm sure he's going to be in that uniform soon.
Absolutely, you brought up attitude, Jerry. How about the attitude of Juwan Jennings? He's undeniable, and he just gets better and better and better. Who does he remind you of, Jerry? Juwan Jennings.
I'm gonna tell you, man, Jennings. I'm gonna be honest with you. If we had won that Super Bowl, he probably would have been the most valuable player.
Mm-hmm.
He's that type of player, man. I don't. He just comes out of nowhere. He makes plays. He makes plays, and he's moving the chains. He's doing all that. And, you know, right before the game, I got a chance to dap him up a little bit. He said, respect. He just walked up to me in respect. And I looked at him because, you know, he's a tall dude.
Right.
I said, yeah, man, respect, man. Go get it. And, you know, he loves the game, man. You know, he's going to be always come in. He's going to impact the game. He's going to make those difficult catches, and he's going to move the chains.
Yeah, he's got like a Mike Wilson quality where you forget about him on the team, and then boom, he makes a big play. You know, I love that. Hey, Jerry, Debo and Kittle were in the receiver dock. Would you have ever signed up to be in the receiver dock? You know what I'm talking about on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't get a chance to see that. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that. Someone said, no, you know what? I'm not going to see it.
Okay. Yeah, leave it alone, Terry. We don't want you to go
viral.
Would you have signed up for something like that?
Would you have signed up for reality TV?
Right. Would you have done that, got mic'd up throughout a season and signed up for a documentary like that?
I don't think I could have done that, guys, because there are some bad things that happens on the football field, you know, and a lot of bad stuff comes out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if it was X-rated or something like that. Yeah, you know, but man, you guys would not know some of the things that happens on that field. Yeah. And I always want to be me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be someone else. if something is not going right, you know, I'm going to let my teammates know it. And it's, and you know, it's going to be said in a way, you know, not to bring anybody down, but, you know, just to get everybody going.
I could see that, Jerry. You get 15 targets in the game, and you're like, yo, you could have gave me those 18 targets, man. I'm open every play. I'm Jerry, man. Throw me the sled. No, you're right. I got to understand where Jerry's coming from. The receiver, Doc, probably would not have been good for
him. I can't be mic'd up, man. I can't be mic'd up, brother.
Nah, you're too serious, man. No, Jerry, we love having you on the show. Can't wait to do it again. This Niner season, I'm fired up. All the noise, speaking of which, real quick, because you guys had a lot of noise during your heyday. You had nothing but stars on the team. There's always expectations. Oh, the team's going to break apart. Look at these guys. This team continues to show with this core group that the noise doesn't mean a damn thing. Once it's time to kick off and start the season, they're ready to roll. We've seen this for 2 years in a row, despite all the noise from training camp in the offseason, Jerry.
Yeah, man, that just shows the maturity of the team, the great leaders, you know, with Brock Purdy, with Fred Warner, all of those guys. And these guys are still hungry, man. They feel like, you know, we have some unfinished business. And yeah, you know, it's great to you know, get there, but we got to kick it in. We got to win that trophy, and I think we have a legitimate chance this year. And it's going, you know, start by game, not looking that far down the road, and getting better as we get towards the end with all the momentum and stuff like that. And then once you get in the playoffs, there's a whole new ball game,
Jerry.
So I like where we are right now.
I feel like I'm not to the degree of the hatred of the Cowboys, but I'm getting very close when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, we got to beat them. Jerry, we got to beat them. We got to beat them.
Hey, we got to beat them because we don't want them to three-peat. I'm going to be honest with you. And we came very close to three-peating. And that still hurts. Yep. But you know, I think we have a great chance of winning the Super Bowl and, you know, beating the Chiefs and also beating Taylor Swift.
Yes. and we want to beat those guys up in Edgewood who are trying to heckle you while you play golf.
What was that?
That's where it started, Jerry.
You want some of me? You want some of me? Here I am.
I love you, Jerry.
Up, let's go.
Jerry, they need some goat fuel, man. Goat fuel.
Let's go get some goat fuel, man. Hey, look, I got my go field. I'm good to go, man.
You stay charged up, Terry. And congratulations, too, with your son making his debut, with the Chargers. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
To be a father and probably have your son in the NFL. I know you feel proud.
Yeah, and also I'm a grandfather for the first time.
Congratulations.
My daughter had a beautiful boy.
Nice.
7 pounds, 9 ounces.
Is he running routes yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you throw him a brick already?
He got big hands. Big hands and big feet.
Did you throw him half the brick already, Jerry? Jeez. Let him live a little bit. All right, Jerry. Good stuff,
see you, buddy.
Man. Always good to talk to you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Jerry Rice, the GOAT here on the River Islands. Guest line, Jerry's so fun, man, had to talk to him. He really lives in that. So when Breece Hall scored, you saw how the way he threw that football. I like it when an enemy comes in and they throw it. He threw it so hard into the wall. You go watch.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.